Hello, everybody. I apologize for the delay in posting some of these Bible Bites. It's been a pretty busy summer, so I'm going to try to take a stab at it again. Today I want to look at a comparison of two chapters in Luke's Gospel. And in each chapter, we have someone on a journey. That's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and comparing it with Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, the very almost first part of the Gospel, almost right at the very end of the Gospel. Now, I'm not going to read all the verses, but I'm just going to ramble on a little bit here. You can read these two chapters on your own time. You know, Luke's Gospel is a Gospel of journeys. Everybody's on a journey in Luke's Gospel. In fact, we find the Lord Jesus from chapter 9 onwards, he's on a journey towards Jerusalem. Of course, we get the story of the prodigal son who left his father's home and went into the far country. We get the story of the so-called Good Samaritan and the man who was on a journey from Jerusalem down to Jericho and he fell among thieves. And we get the parable of the nobleman who went into a far country on a journey to receive a kingdom. And so on it goes. But in chapter 2 and in chapter 24 of Luke's Gospel, in each chapter we see two people on a journey. And they are both probably a husband and wife team. We know for sure in chapter 2, it's a husband and wife. It's Mary and her husband, Joseph. In Luke chapter 24, it's a man named Cleopas. And it doesn't say who his companion is, but many Bible scholars think it's his wife. But we can't be overly dogmatic about that. But nevertheless, both of these couples had been at the feast of Passover, during the Passover season. And both were leaving Jerusalem, returning to their homes. What a striking comparison just from the get-go. But a big difference, we see a big difference in them. With Mary and Joseph in Luke chapter 2, they were leaving Jerusalem and heading home very happy. They've probably had a good feast, a good Passover. They were in a big caravan. They assumed the Lord Jesus was with them. They were heading back home. In Luke chapter 24, the two there who were returning from Jerusalem to their home in Emmaus, they were very sad. Their faces were downcast. They were discouraged. In fact, the Passover had been a disaster for them because their Messiah was crucified and they assumed that he was dead and gone. And so this comparison continues as we look at these two chapters. And so with Mary and Joseph in Luke chapter 2, they assume that the Lord Jesus was with them and he really wasn't. And the two in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they assume that the Lord Jesus is no longer with them, but he really was. And then we see with Mary and Joseph in Luke chapter 2 that they return to Jerusalem with sorrowing, distressed hearts, looking for him. And we find in Luke 24, the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, when they discover the Lord Jesus, when he reveals himself to them in the Word, through the Word, through the Scriptures, they return to Jerusalem with joyful hearts. Their heart, they say, did not our heart burn within us as he spoke to us by the way? But before we get to that point, we see that Mary and Joseph, they come back to Jerusalem looking for the Lord Jesus, and they say to him, "Don't you know, son, that we've been looking for you for 3 days?" They searched for him for 3 days before they found him in the temple. And the two in Luke chapter 24, it says, they say to the Lord Jesus, "But we had trusted," or "we had hoped that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." So in both cases, we get this third day brought before us. But what a difference. We see, but also a comparison. We see with Mary and Joseph in Luke chapter 2, when they come back to Jerusalem, they find the Lord Jesus sitting in the midst of the doctors of the law and the scribes, and they were speaking back and forth of the Scriptures, and the doctors of the law and the scribes were amazed at his understanding of the Scriptures for a lad of 12 years old. But when the disciples on the road to Emmaus return to Jerusalem, they find the Lord Jesus in the midst of the gathered disciples, and he opened their understandings that they may understand the Scriptures. So we see him in the midst of the disciples in Luke 24. We see him in the midst of the doctors in Luke chapter 2. And so in Luke chapter 2, the Lord says to Mary and Joseph, "Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business, that I must be involved with my Father's things?" And then he explains to the two disciples on the road of Emmaus the object of his work. He said to them in verse 25, "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory?" There he speaks of that work, that business of his Father, the things that the Father had sent him to do was to die, to suffer on the cross, and to be raised again, to complete the work of salvation for all who should believe in him. Well, there's a lot in these two chapters, and there's particularly a lot in Luke chapter 24. Perhaps another occasion we'll look at that. There's much instruction we can gain from these two disciples on the road to Emmaus and their talk with the Lord Jesus. But just the comparing of these two chapters may give you a little indication of how wonderful the Bible is, that it's an inspired book, that the Holy Spirit led Luke to write this and to record these two journeys. What a comparison, and what a Savior. Amen.